Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. When you are in school, one of the things you have to do is take tests. And you may study and prepare. You may know the material. And you take the test and you may not do so well. It may not actually reflect how you know the material. And yet you are graded on your performance of the test. Now, some people thrive on tests. They live for them. They love them. Others, well, they just try to get by. But there is another kind of testing. This kind of testing in school is meant to help you in order to gauge how well you are learning the material. But sometimes people test others in order to entrap them, in order to get one over on them. And this is what is occurring in the gospel reading for today. The Pharisees, they saw how Jesus had already silenced the Sadducees. The Pharisees and Sadducees, religious leaders of the time, and the Sadducees tried to trap Jesus, to get him to say something that went against the word of God, in which case they could say, okay, see, you're not the Messiah after all, are you? But Jesus actually escaped their trap and showed them how they were the ones who were actually not in accord with the word of God. So Jesus bested them, and now the Pharisees, Matthew says in our gospel reading today, they saw how Jesus had silenced the Sadducees. Perhaps they could succeed where the Sadducees failed. And so one of them asked Jesus a question in order to test him. Teacher, which commandment in the whole law of God is the greatest? Did Jesus pass the test? Was he successful in staving off their entrapment as he already had been? He answered them, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And then he also speaks of another commandment. The second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. He passed the test. He gave the correct answer. He took all of the commandments in the entire written word of God. And had he failed to say the correct one, then it would have been true. He would have proven not to be the Messiah, not to be the one God had sent to be Savior. But he got the correct answer. He took all of the commandments and summed them up in these two: love God and love others. And that's not enough for Jesus. Then he also added his own assessment of these two commandments. On these two commandments depend the entire written word of God, as he calls it, the law and the prophets. One of the ways that the word of God was referred to, what we normally call the Old Testament, since at that particular moment, the New Testament had not yet been written. But on these two commandments, the entire Bible depend. So love God and love others. It all depends on that. If you do these two things, then everything is certain. But you can immediately see the problem in the very word of God in the Old Testament where these commandments are given. We heard it in the Old Testament reading for today, where Moses is about to lead. Well, actually, he didn't lead. Joshua did, but the Israelites were about to enter into the land of Canaan, the land God had promised them. Would they remain faithful to him? Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul. And you don't have to read long in the Old Testament to see that the people of God did not always love God with all their being. They did not always love others as themselves. But it's not just the Old Testament. In the New Testament, we see the same thing. And let's look at our own lives. Don't we see it there as well? On these two commandments, love God and love others, everything depends, and we don't do it. So how, what hope do we have? In fact, when Jesus is saying this, he is not teaching us that it's up to us. You must love God and you must love others. Otherwise, everything falls apart. In fact, what he is saying is that everything depends on him. He is the one who loves God with all his heart, his soul, his mind, with his entire being, everything who he is, everything that he has, everything that he does. And he alone is the one who looks at others and loves them as himself. It all depends on him. So this is what Jesus is teaching us. And as if to emphasize it, he then tells them something about the Messiah. They have given him a test. He gives them a riddle. And riddles are kind of fun, aren't they? His riddle is that he first asks them a question. What do you think about the Messiah? Whose son is he? Well, he's the son of David. They get the correct answer. So how then, Jesus asked, does David, inspired by the Holy Spirit, call him Lord? And then he quotes Psalm 110. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool. So the Lord, God the Father, said to my Lord, that is the Messiah. The Messiah is David's Lord. Even as this very Messiah would be under the lineage of David himself. That is, he would be the son of David. How is this possible? That David's Lord is also his son, that the Messiah is descended from him. Well, David here, inspired by the Holy Spirit in Psalm 110, is proclaiming a messianic prophecy that the very Son of God, the Messiah, would also be the son of David. That is, true God of true God would also be fully human, born of the Virgin Mary. And it is this one that it all depends upon. In other words, Jesus, who is often very serious, and we think of him that way because he was teaching and he was preaching and healing people, and all the while knowing that he would make his way to the cross. It is deadly serious business. And even as this is all going on, he also had fun. He decided in the midst of all of this seriousness to share with them a riddle. And this riddle, even as it is fun, is also deadly serious, because it is all about him. Jesus Christ is the one who keeps the two commandments, in fact, all of the commandments of God, and Jesus Christ himself is the very Messiah who was promised to come. So love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, with everything who you are and everything you have and everything you do, and love your neighbor as yourself. This is the command of God. Jesus is commanding you to do this. And in so doing, he is not saying it all depends on you. You better do it or else. But rather what he is saying through giving these commands and through this riddle is that it all depends on him. This is why he has given you baptism. Because your life is not your own. Your life is in Christ. It is only in Christ that you can love God fully, and that you can love others as yourself. And this is why he gives you his own body and his own blood. Because it is not up to you. It is up to Christ. This is why in his ministry he did all that he did, but all the while ultimately showing that it is all encompassed in his giving over his life as a sacrifice for the sin of the world. The very commands God gives to you, they do tell you what you should do, but they also serve to function as a way of showing you that you don't, that you fail. And so if it were up to you, then you would ultimately fail, and there would be no hope for you. But this is why God sent his Son. This is why it all depends on the Messiah, Jesus Christ. He fulfilled those commands, and he suffered in your place for not fulfilling them. He gives these commands to you as if to say, I have already accomplished it all. And in your baptism, and by giving you my body and blood, I accomplish these things in you. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.